A double album that went multi-platinum, reached the top five, had hit singles and spent months on the charts, but it was still considered a flop. That's what happened to Fleetwood Mac on this date, October 12, 1979, when they released Tusk. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Released nearly 3 years after the record-breaking Rumours, the band made up for the wait with 20 tracks across two records. But for fans who expected a Rumours 2, Tusk went in wildly unexpected directions with a lot of experimentation. Some found it daring, others indulgent, but it was obvious the band wouldn't be resting on its laurels. Much of Tusk was led by Lindsey Buckingham, who admitted he was trying to cover as much musical ground as possible to capitalize on the band's creative freedom, upending expectations just to see what would come of it. His eccentric behavior in the studio would set the tone for the rest of the band, and when the head of Warner Brothers objected to the length and the $1 million cost of production of the album, the most expensive of any to that time, the band refused to trim it. The tour that would follow would have the band's rock star excesses grow, requiring specially painted hotel rooms for Stevie Nicks and growing onstage tensions within the band. But it was the backlash towards the album that would take its toll, especially when the sales came back softer than those for Rumours, which was and still is one of the biggest selling records of all time, further complicating already fragile relationships in a turbulent band. Time has been kinder to Tusk, and since its release has sold over 4 million copies, and contemporary reviews find it influential. But on this date, October 12, 1979, it wasn't so pleasant for Fleetwood Mac when they released Tusk, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.